This is Dan Riley. 3 years ago, we started a miserable journey that frankly none of us wanted to go on. First, the nightmare of the Trump presidency. Then we received word a novel virus showed up in Wuhan. Since, we've been in awe at the courage of doctors and emergency room workers and horrified at examples of irresponsible refusals to get a COVID jab or wear masks. We've all been changed by this. Not necessarily for the better either. We wash our hands more. Some still wear masks. Our faith in humanity has really been shaken. And if you started middle school 3 years ago at the start of this, you almost never actually set foot in a classroom at your school before graduating, and you rarely hung out with friends before you head off to high school this fall. This disaster should bring us together, but conservatives childishly complain about DEI departments and businesses, and liberals laughably suggest canceling everyone in sight. Let's use this as a chance to grow up a bit. You're only in this life for so long, and this culture war is helping no one. Perspective is needed. Children have lost parents. Others lost their living. Businesses have been shut down. Politics will have to wait until next year. Period. Disasters have shown our better side throughout history. 9/11, the Oklahoma City bombing, you name it. People have shown their more caring side, and it's needed more than ever. Badly. Mother Nature threw us a curveball. Our blind anger can only make things worse. And the near future doesn't look very bright as is. Things will only change if we change. Otherwise, there is really nothing to look forward to. People have been, no doubt, traumatized by constantly having to wash their hands. Some are dealing with long COVID. And amid all the finger pointing, 1.1 million people have died. A shared humanity is needed, and those that need to be cared for should be of most pressing concern. Dreams have been ruined. People have lost their lives. And the future looks pretty dark as is. Unless people start reaching across the aisle, an already bleak future won't get much brighter. So far, the only reason we tell ourselves that, quote, our side won a culture war is to make ourselves feel proud of ourselves when we probably shouldn't. We need to change if only to give people reason to believe in humanity again. Otherwise, we might as well throw in the towel. This is Dan Riley. Thank you so much for tuning in, and so long.